Welcome back to another episode of the Power Sports Memorabilia Show. I'm your host, Matt Powers. Thank you again for joining me. Don't forget to visit the website, powersportsmemorabilia.com. I was going to be followed over there on Instagram, at Powers Autographs. Well, a big signing just got announced. In case you've been living under a rock for the last day or so, Ken Griffey Jr. And this is a big one here. There's actually a lot to talk about this one. Stuff that we're going to talk about today that I didn't even think we were going to bring up, but it's just kind of stuff that has been kind of questions have been asked and comments have been made. So I thought it would be kind of fun to talk about the signing, kind of the ins and outs and kind of why things are the way they are and kind of my thoughts on the signing. Because I always kind of like giving you guys my thoughts. I mean, the show is named after me, I guess, so I can give you my thoughts. But let's talk about this Ken Griffey Jr. signing. And first off, let's talk about the pricing. Everybody wants to talk about the pricing. That's the most important thing. And, you know, and rightfully so. So let's look at this with Ken Griffey Jr. The cheapest autograph that you have available for you is, basically you could send it as 1989 star rookie card, and that's at $349 shipped back to your door. So $349 for Ken Griffey Jr., who has a plethora of stats. If you go to his Wikipedia page, read up on his stats. It's absolutely incredible. And yes, I know Ken Griffey Jr. did not win a World Series. I don't care. If you go look at his stats, there's no denying that he is one of the best baseball players of all time from a hitting perspective, defensive perspective. I think we can all agree on that. And if you look at some of his pricing here, okay, we've got, what, $350 for cards, tickets are about $400, baseballs are about $450, jerseys go all the way up to about $600, and then it kind of gets a little squirrely from there, okay? You've got the 94 Upper Deck card with Mantle. If you want to get that one signed, it's like $1,900 or so. If you want to get his MLB debut or first home run ticket, it's the same thing. So it's a little squirrely. And then you got the 1993 Finest Refractor. Those get up to about $650. So got a couple really, really expensive stuff. And then you've kind of got some moderate stuff. Like if you wanted to set his rookie card in, the star one, which is probably arguably definitely a top five baseball card of all time, it's $350. It's not a terrible price. And I'm saying that for a couple different reasons. Number one, if we were to offer out Mike Trout tomorrow and offer autograph cards for send-ins as a comparison here. And we were able to do this about a year ago for like one day. then the kibosh was put down. Okay. The authoritative people in Washington, D.C. said, no peasants, you get no cards from Mike Trout. But if we were to do that at $650, which is what I think the price was, I kid you not, it would be a gold rush to fly through that, and people would be lining up to send in cards for Mike Trout at $650. That's almost double what Ken Griffey is doing here at $350. So from a price perspective, I think this is a pretty fair price for Griffey. And a lot of other stuff here is actually cheaper than Mike Trout is. I think Trout jerseys, I think the last signing for Authentics were $825, or maybe those were replicas, but jerseys were $825. Griffey's are, what, $700 right now? So it's a little bit cheaper for arguably what I would think is a more accomplished player. I don't know if he's a more likable player. I mean, Trout is certainly very likable, but put it this way. If you are in your late 30s, early 40s, okay, like I am, and you grew up watching baseball in the late 80s, definitely in the 90s, Ken Griffey Jr. was that one guy, along with probably Cal Ripken, where he had that funky stance, where you were in the backyard playing wiffle ball with your bros, and you would emulate Ken Griffey Jr.'s signature, or Ken Griffey Jr.'s swing. You would have that little swagger he had, the little cock back and forth there. You would try to be Ken Griffey Jr. You are lying if you say you didn't, okay? My point being is Ken Griffey Jr., for us who are in the late 30s, early 40s, is basically the icon of collecting for us, in my opinion. We would jump against the wall and try to rob home runs like he would. Like, he was the guy. And people that are in their late 30s, early 40s are kind of more established now. They have maybe some extra cash to put out. So collecting Griffey kind of makes sense, right? And so that's why I kind of think this pricing really isn't as terrible as maybe some people believe it out to be, right? I think it's a fair price for a guy who is a 90s icon and, you know, for us was someone we always tried to emulate in some aspect. And my second point being is, obviously, everybody has some sort of, you know, FOMO going on right now, you know, fear of missing out. And you've got all these prospects that are coming up, and Fanatics has the, you know, license to produce cards for Tops and all that kind of stuff. And the amount of money that people are throwing at these no-name prospects is just mind-blowing. People will not bat an eye for throwing $600. $1,000, $1,500 at some random rookie's red refractor to five card and throw three to four times more money at it than what they could do for a Ken Griffey Jr. rookie card. And Ken Griffey Jr. was kind of in the junk wax era. So he had, what has Griffey got? Eight or nine different rookie cards, kind of more popular, kind of base set ones, somewhere around there. These guys are going to have hundreds of different rookie cards. And so my point being is that it's kind of, I think the pricing's a little crazier to go out and buy these random rookies who haven't proven a darn thing, as opposed to buying a 100% proven guy, a likable guy. You guys, again, you guys are in the backyard. You put your hat backwards on. If you were right-handed, you went over to the left-handed box and tried to act like you could hit left-handed. You know you did this. So I just think Griffey is just kind of one of those guys that is someone you have to have in your collection. Now, whether you want to do that is completely up to you. Whether or not you can afford it is completely up to you as well. Like, listen, I get that $350, the argument I'm making is a fair price for Ken Griffey Jr., but I get it. It's a lot of money. I mean, listen, if you're at a job where you're making $100, $150 a day, basically that's, you got to work 3 or 4 days to pay for a Ken Griffey Jr. autograph, okay? I certainly would not do that. So I get that the pricing is really high. And my third point that I kind of want to bring up here is, and this may be kind of, I don't say controversial. I mean, my gosh, this is autographs. This is not like life and death situation. But I kind of feel a little bit of, I guess, gratitude towards some of these athletes who do choose to sign autographs, because some guys don't. Take, for example, like Charles Barkley. He's like, he hasn't done a send-in signing like ever. Bonds hasn't done one in over a decade. Michael Jordan, you're never going to get a send-in signing for that guy. LeBron James, same thing. So I think we can maybe practice a little bit of gratitude, say, yes, yes, these guys are getting paid hundreds, if not millions of dollars, hundreds of thousands of dollars, if not millions of dollars to sign these autographs. Okay. So it's not like, oh my gosh, thank you, sir. You know, like you wouldn't eat if it wasn't me buying this autograph. Okay. It's not like that. But I think we should at least be fortunate that we have the opportunity to get a certain player's autograph, because there are guys who are not superstars that people want to finish out sets or finish collections that don't sign either. You know, those guys would be, you know, $10, $20 autographs. So I just like the opportunity, and if given it and we can take a, you know, a chance at it and it fits in our budget and it's a player that we like, then that's great. But I don't like it when guys don't sign, because I think that really, that kind of hampers a lot of people who are trying to, again, collect certain players, finish out sets. Maybe they're trying to add him to a 600 home run club ball, whatever they've got going, or maybe a 500 home run club, whatever they're working on. So I get excited when collectors come to us and tell us, hey, listen, I never thought Ken Griffey would sign, or I never thought this player would sign. And Griffey does sign every once in a while, you know, every couple years or so. But it's cool to be able to kind of share that experience with collectors, where they're like, oh my gosh, this is the one guy I'm missing, or I never thought I would get this guy. And that's really what, I don't know, kind of makes it fun for us and makes it interesting for us, because seeing people finish off that stuff is just so cool. I mean, especially when it comes out perfect and everything looks great and they're stoked about it, you know, and that's really kind of what makes it fun for us. So I don't know. I hope you guys get in on this Griffey signing. I don't know when he's going to sign again. But again, I realize some stuff is expensive out there. But for $350 for a 90s icon, Hall of Famer, stat guru, And for what crazy people are buying stuff today, they're buying boxes of cards that are thousands and thousands of dollars. I think this is a steal when you compare it to all that gambling that people are doing on prospects. So that's my thoughts on it. Again, I love Griffey, man. You know you were that guy in the backyard. I was that guy in the backyard but trying to hit lefty like Griffey. My gosh. So anyways, I hope you guys take part of it. And if not, hey, no big deal. But we just – we enjoy offering all these signings to you guys. Like, I think last month we had 60 or so, maybe more than that. Actually, I think it was more. I think it was probably close to 80 or 90 signings on the page. And that's a lot of work on our back end. You guys would be absolutely amazed at how labor intensive doing all these signings are and how organized things are. One of these days we'll kind of do a video on it. And I think it'll be really kind of eye-opening for you guys to see how much effort on our end goes into doing all these signings there. So it's not just like, hey, we get the autograph and that's great and we send it back to you. Like, there's a lot of logistics and stuff like that too. So it'd be kind of fun to show you and just kind of share the experience with you guys. So, but that's why we put so many signings out there, because we know people are looking for this stuff. And we want to try to help fill that void for people who can't find a signing and all of a sudden go to our page and be like, oh my God, that's the one guy I was looking for. Mario Chalmers, I'm a big Kansas fan, you know, or whatever the story may be. So that's why we put so many signings out there, is to hopefully help you guys finish stuff off, start stuff, or do whatever it is that you are trying to accomplish. Again, don't forget to visit the website, powersportsmobility.com. I was going to follow over there on Instagram at powersautographs. And I will see you on the next episode.